Isis and the Secret Name of Ra, a story of the passing of power, of growing old, and a reminder that even amongst the gods, time is relentless and unavoidable. But what was Ra's secret name, and why was it important? Let's find out together right now. Ra, the mighty sun god and one of the most powerful figures in Egyptian mythology, was growing old. He had ruled over the earth for many years, and the time was drawing near where he must leave the earthly plane and take his place in the heavens, allowing the younger gods to rule in his stead. Dwelling in the form of a man, as Pharaoh of Egypt was taking its toll. He was losing his wisdom, age impacting his body and mind. But despite his fragility, no one was able to take his power from him, because his true power was contained in his secret name, a name which no one but Ra knew. If anyone was able to ever learn the secret name, his power would be transferred. Whether born out of concern for Ra and the deterioration of Egypt, or more selfish desires of her own design, the goddess Isis hatched a plan to learn the secret name of Ra and take his power, allowing him to ascend to the heavens and reign in peace. She began to follow him on his daily travels across the land, observing that in his old age, his jaw would tremble and he would dribble from his mouth onto the ground. She began gathering some of the spittle that fell behind him and mixing it with the mud of the earth. She formed it into the shape of a serpent, making the first cobra. For you see, as the ruler and creator of all things, Ra had power over all things, and therefore a normal venomous bite from a creature he had created would not be enough to weaken him, as he could simply command the poison to disappear. However, the poison of a creature formed from his own matter, but not by his hand, would not be so easily dismissed. The following day, Isis placed the snake in the path she knew that Ra would take. As he passed, the cobra bit him and vanished into the grass. Immediately, he was struck with an intense agony, as the venom of the creature coursed throughout his form. He let out one great cry of pain that rang out across the earth. The gods who accompanied him on his journey rushed to his side, demanding to know what had happened. But Ra could find no words, unable to speak as the agony gripped him to the core. Eventually, he was able to regain the power to speak, and he proclaimed to all the other gods and goddesses, "It is a pain such as I have never known before, and no pain is equal to it. It is like fire, yet it's not fire. It is like water, and yet not water. I burn and shiver in equal measure." He demanded that all the gods with healing magic assemble to him. Many came, but none were able to help until Isis appeared, acting innocent and proclaiming, "What is it, Divine Father? Has a snake bitten you?" Seeing the agony Ra was in, she pressed her advantage, stating in a sweet and soothing voice, "Tell me your secret name, for only with that knowledge can I heal you." Ra spoke many names to her, maker of heaven and earth, builder of the mountains, source of the waters, the light and the darkness, kindler of the fire. The list went on, but Isis did not speak. She knew these names were ones that were known to all, and none were the secret name of Ra that would unlock his power. She waited patiently for him to finish, his voice growing weaker as the poison continued to ravage deeper into his body. "You know the name I need," she spoke softly. "Tell me, for it is the only way to end your suffering." Crying out in agony, Ra at last consented and spoke the name of power to Isis, forcing her to swear that she would tell no other save for the only son she was destined to have, Horus. As she felt the surge of power transfer from Ra into her form, Isis stood tall and cast her healing magic onto the sun god, removing the poison from his body and easing his transition into the heavens, where he would be at peace. Thus, the land of Egypt was reborn, and Isis became one of the most powerful gods in the Egyptian pantheon. A myth that can be construed in several ways. You may choose to believe that Isis was doing a good deed for Ra, helping him make the transition to his final peaceful position in the heavens. You may also choose to believe that her motives were more selfish in nature, and it was simply the power of Ra that she desired. Either way, it was a significant moment in Egyptian mythology that saw the dawning of the next age and the beginning of many other fascinating stories.